The Pisei Shuvas of Katan Gimel, we left off at this last time. Quote the Shuvas Yad Eliyahu. De'ein isha nida rasha lahafik ner biyada kidei sheyishta bala tabak. That a woman who's a nida is not allowed to hold the candle in order to light her husband's pipe. Olachami matzmo b'nerahu, or to warm himself by that candle. Olahalik mimenu ner acher, or to light another candle from that candle. Viraya from Mishnah in Machshirin. What's the Mishnah Machshirin? The Mishnah in Machshirin, Parakei, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ha'isha shahadu yadeh taharos, a woman whose hands are taharos. Umagisa b'kadeira tamea, and she's stirring a pot that's tamei. Im hiziu yadeha, if her hands sweat, tameos, then they become tamei. So her hands are tahor. She's stirring a tamei pot. If her hands sweat, then they become tameos. Hayu yadeh tameos, if her hands are tameos, umagisa b'kideru tahor, and she's stirring a tahor pot. Im hiziu yadeha kideru tameos. There too, if her hands sweat, then the kedera becomes tame. So the zeh of the hands are fatal in both directions. If either they're tame, the pas tahor, or they're tahor, the pas tame, the tahor becomes tame because of that zeh. Says the Bar Tanura, im hiziu yada, what does that mean that her hands sweat? Mi hevel hakedera, from the steam of the pot. And her hands have steam on them from the pot. Nitmu yadeha ki'ilu naga b'mashka shebekedera. So if her hands are affected by the hevel of the pot, so it's ki'ilu, she touches the mashka shebekedera. And if she's tamei and touches the mashka shebekedera, or the mashka shebekedera is tamei and she's tahor, then the tahor becomes tamei. Then he goes on, Hayu Yadeh Tameo, says the Rav, Im Hiziyo Yadeha, Nitmei Sazeya, Machmas Yadeha, Vinitmei Sakadera, Lafi, Shehevel Mechaber, Bein Azeya, Shebe Yadeha, Lamashi Shebekdera. So the Hevel is Mechaber between the Zeya on her hands and the Mashi Shebekdera in either direction. If one of them is going to be, if one of them is Tamei, then the other becomes Tamei as well. So that's the source of this Chuasiyat Eliyahu. For the extension to Hilchos Nida, that if a woman is holding a candle and the husband benefits from that either by lighting his tabak or by benefiting from the candle, then that is a problem that's considered a form of hashata, that there's some chibur between the woman holding the candle and her husband. Says Ramosha, Chelik Bey Simon Pei Gimel. What about the Havdalah candle? Can a wife hold the Havdalah candle when her husband is going to say Borei Morei Haish? Says her Moshe at Pasha that there's no Isser. Nothing to do with this Piskei Tshuva. Why? This Piskei Tshuva is talking about Hevel Mechaber. So if you're lighting your pipe from the Ner, then there's some kind of chibur between you and the ner. But to be nana from the or haner, where there's no chibur, is definitely mutter. So the three cases of the Yad Eliyahu were either you're lighting your tabak, or you're warming yourself up from the candle, or you're lighting a candle from the candle. So all those three cases are more direct than simply reciting a Borei Morei Haesh on the candle that your wife is holding. The Yad Eliyahu is a significant extension of Mishnah. Ramosha says, even if you accept that, that still won't take you so far as to aser the Havdalah candle.
The warming up of the candle is almost analogous to the removing the Havdalah candle. Like lighting a pipe.
Right, it's still a step removed. Warming up from the candle is that you're there's more of a physical connection than simply seeing by lighting the candle. It's warming yourself up with the candle is a closer connection to the source than using the light of the candle. No, that's the case of the Mishnah. So that's an extension. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Moshe raises that also, that even if you take the Yad Eliyahu's case in his own context, it's not at all pasha to extend the chibur of the Zeya, the Mishnah, to the case of the tobacco or being a nana for the warmth of the cattle. Right. So Moshe makes that point also. Even if you accept the Yad Eliyahu's equation, he thinks that a dull candle is one step removed. And he raised the question that that equation isn't necessarily so so pashut either. That if there's no zaya, so then who's to say that you can't warm yourself up from the gap?
Not
No, he doesn't seem to be saying that. He seems to be saying that there, even though it's not the same kind of a zeya that you have from the steam, but there's still something that comes up from the candle, some hollow of the candle that that extends beyond the actual flame.
But it's not just the flame itself, like the tobacco that you're holding.
Sorry?
That's not the keyboard.
The keyboard isn't like your, she's holding a candle, she's lighting the tobacco that's in your pipe in the morning. If that was the case, he doesn't need the analogy to the Mishnah
Mechshirah, right? Yeah, that's what I meant. The Mishnah Mechshirah is a finished Zaya.
Right,
like
the Zaya is Mechshirah. Right.
The Zaya is Mechshirah.
Right.
The hero was saying it's something that she's pumping her husband. So
I guess in the case where you're benefiting from the light of the candle, you're benefiting from the warmth of the candle, that's more analogous. But if you're lighting a candle from that candle, you're saying that you don't have to go on to the Mishnah Machshirah, and that's more direct. That's not Zaya, that's kind of Hoshata. Right. Right. Okay, I hear. But I confess that I did not see the Chuvas Yad Eliyahu inside, so we should take a look afterwards and see exactly how he says it. In the Sefer Sugaba Shoshanim, Perek Kafei, he quotes from Tshuvas Beis Yisrael about holding Besamim. Holding Besamim for your husband to say the bracha on while the wife is holding it. So he quotes the Beis Yisrael as first saying that he doesn't think there's a real chashash negia in that case. But then he raises the din in Hilchos Birchas Areach. Arachayim Simen Reish Yitzayin Sif Dalit. Arachayim Simen Reish Yitzayin Sif Dalit. And the Mechaber writes, based on the Rambam, that you're not allowed to smell the Samim Shel Erva. You're not allowed to smell the Samim Shel Erva. And the Beis Yosef there explains, according to Abu Draham, Shema Yavo Lidei Neshiko Kir Basar. That if you're going to smell the Samen Shel Erva, that may come to Neshika or Kirev Basar. And the Mishnah Berurah there quotes in Sifkas Netazayin from the Birka Yosef, that this din applies to Ishtonid as well. That the din of the Samen Shel Erva, the analogy to smell of the Samen Shel Erva, applies to Ishtonid as well. So he raises a concern that maybe that's true by the Samim, and maybe that's true by the Ner as well. Maybe we should be concerned that if you're going to hold the candle right next to your husband, maybe that's going to lead to some kind of Tergal Davar Vikirov Basar. So he quotes as a Melitza, the Pasuk in Parashas Shmini, La'avdil bein HaKodesh u'bein HaChol u'bein HaTameh u'bein HaTor, that when you're Mavdil bein Kodesh u'Chol, when you recite Avdol Masei Shabbos, you should be Mavdil bein HaTameh u'bein HaTor, you should be Mavdil between the husband and the wife who's Anida, and they shouldn't be standing next to each other so as not to run into this problem of holding the Ner Havdalah or the Besamim for the other. And then he quotes in the Sugava Shoshanim from Rav Naiman, who passed away a couple years ago, who was the Belzer dying in Montreal, that according to the Beis Yisrael, the real Chashash is that if, sorry, if there's other light in the room, so then you have to come close to the Ner Havdalah in order to benefit from the light, and then perhaps there's a concern of Hergel Davar. But if there's no other light in the room, you can easily benefit from the Ner Havdalah from a distance, then maybe there's less of a concern. So he suggests that he thinks that's the way out of the problem. If you ensure that there's a distance between the husband and the wife, and they're not standing on top of each other, right next to each other, for the bracha of Borei Mereish, then that should be fine. And he says that even according to Ramosha would probably agree that it's not advisable to be right next to each other. It should be at a little bit of a distance, and then that's a better situation. He quotes that from Rebbeir Bransdorfer as well. As far as the Besamim, so again, the Sugava Shoshanim quotes the Beis Yisrael that you should be careful not to smell the Besamim when the wife is holding it. Rabbi Karp isn't so bothered by this. Rabbi Karp in the Mishmaret Satara writes that, what are you concerned about? We talk about Besamim Shel Erva. It doesn't mean the besamim that Anita is holding. It means something fragrant, that the some perfume that that a woman puts on. But holding the clothes that you use for besamim, that's not what besamim shel erva means. Aside from the fact that it's a bar mitzvah, and there isn't really a concern of perigal aveira, so he doesn't think that there's such an issue in holding the besamim for wife holding a besamim for the husband to smell. But that's seems to be relatively easy to avoid, meaning not evidence is probably a lechachila that you should hold it yourself when you're al-silchas brachos, right? That the person you're benefiting from the besamim, it might be better to hold it yourself than to have someone else hold it. That seems relatively easy to hold your own besamim. Badi Yosholcha in Sivkatin Cafe is Megal about a spouse holding an umbrella for the other spouse, as is Rabbi Eider. Well, the Rabbi Eider knows that you have to be careful to avoid any chashash negiyah. And the Deborah Senior's Megal as well, Chelek Aleph Simen Nun, Chelek Aleph Simen Nun. And to that point of avoiding a Chashash Negiyah, Rabbi Carr points out a lashon of the Or Zeruah and Siman Shin Samech in the context of the Tanna Dabeil Yogamara. The Or Zeruah has a line, V'tu demasina lefaresh, shelo alavas apacha yamakbid, elahachi kamar, shema b'shas havas apach, lo nishar, yafe v'nogabich, that maybe you weren't careful and he touched you. Rabbi Carr points out, you have a mashmalah, so you have to be careful to avoid any inadvertent negiah, not just a situation where you're inevitably going to end up with negiah, but you have to be careful not to be in a situation where you might unwittingly brush against your spouse, or be in a situation where there's going to be negiah that's totally mishogeg. So you have to create a situation where you're going to avoid it. So that's potentially relevant in the umbrella situation, where again, Bada Yisholchan, Rabbi Eider, and the Deborah Senior are makel as long as you're careful. Rabbi Karp is machmir. So is Rav Osner. Rav Osner writes that it's like the line the Meiri has. The Meiri on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph has a line, the list of harchakos of Amidasa Samach La B'makom Hamargel. You have to be careful not to stand in close proximity to your wife in a posture that's going to lead to her. And the Sugava Shoshanim points out in Perek Gimel that it all depends on how you're standing. If you're standing in place and holding the umbrella over your wife, then that's less of a concern of a chashash negiah. If you're walking, then that's more of a concern of a chashash negiah. So I don't know if there's really a fundamental machlokus among these contemporary poskim, or you have to act prudently. As Rabbi Willis said, if you're holding the umbrella to protect both of you, so then there's going to be more of a chashash negiah. If you're holding the umbrella just over your wife and you're stepping to the side, then there's less of a chashash negiah. But as in many of these situations where there's a little bit of a gray area, you have to act with prudence and try to keep within reasonable parameters of what's intended by the tarchakos of Hoshata and Zrika and the like. The Torah Hashlamim in Sifkat and Beis writes, V'chein ayidei Zrika miyada liyada. So that din that the Rama says that you can't throw something, aval al begadah hamashma de mutter. It sounds like the issue is to throw it into her hand, zrika miyada liyada, but to throw it onto her clothing would be mutter. V'chei mutter lim nafos notes the o afrois be begadah, and so too that's what we saw in the crazy placey. You could blow a feather off her clothing. Mikomakom amachmir tavala bracha. He thinks that Mikra Din, the mashmos of the Rama, is that the Isser Zrika is only into her hand, but not onto her clothing, but Hamachmir Tavo Alav Rach. And Rabbi Karp thinks in Sifkat and Kaf Dalid that you could rely on this B'malka Matzorech to throw something onto her clothing. Badi Yosholchan writes in Sifkat and Lamed, you can throw something into her pocketbook.
Holding?
When she's holding it, right. You could throw something into her pocketbook. However, the Bada Yisholchan in Sifkat and Kavzayin, that's Sifkat and Laman, Sifkat and Kavzayin, he writes that you shouldn't remove something from her pocketbook or put something back into her pocketbook. As writes the Deborah Senior in the Tshuva we mentioned before, Aleph Nun, as writes Rabbi Eider on page 146. Okay, Rabbi Willig wasn't sure why there should be a difference. If you're allowed to throw something into the pocketbook, why can't you put something into the pocketbook? So presumably, that's because Hoshata is a little more chamer than Zrika. Zrika, anyway, the Mechaber makes no mention of. But be that as it may, so Rabbi Willie thinks that you could be Mekel on both. Not only can you throw something into a pocketbook, which is not as refined, but you can place something in a pocketbook or remove something from a pocketbook that your wife is holding. Number one, you have the Ritva and Ksubis, Samach Aleph, that Hoshata Yidei Shino is Mutter. So you can throw that into the mix, and that's Hoshata Yidei Shino. And according to some Rishonim, there's no Isra Hoshata at all, the Rambam most prominently. So Rabbi Willick says that's why pocketbooks were created, to solve almost every Hoshata problem and avoid any embarrassing situations. So if you make on Hoshata into a pocketbook, then in most situations, you can avoid any potential embarrassment.
Is there a different things, like
I wouldn't put a piano into a pocketbook. Anything that would probably be analogous to a pocketbook. Anything that, if you're not putting it directly, that's what the Torah Shalom says, even onto clothing. If it's not directly into her hand, so then there's what to be makel about in any external object that she's holding. And to remove, right? It's all the same. So that solves the car keys problem and most traditional problems. I was looking at my brother-in-law in Eretz Yisrael, who gives chassan classes, gave me the sefer that they use there for chassan classes. I think it's called Bias Nam Yisrael, something like that. So he writes there, tell chassanim that the way to avoid a problematic hoshata situation is you should empty all your pockets. And then while you're emptying your pockets, the keys will be there also, and your wife will just innocently pick up the keys because you're just making it as if you're emptying all your pockets. So that may work. It may work if you have a lot of things in your pockets. Maybe that's the ASA, that people should always have a lot of things in their pockets to avoid the situation. But if you accept the pocketbook kula, that's a little smoother than emptying all your old receipts and the like. But again, Bavli Shulchan is machmir on putting something in a pocketbook, as is Rav Yashiv and Rav Osner, even machmir on throwing it. Right? Bavli Shulchan is makel on throwing, machmir on putting, and Rav Yashiv and Rav Osner are machmir even on throwing. Okay. Then the Piskei Shuva here in the same Sifkatim quotes the famous Tashbates, Chela Gimel Sumin Nun Ches, Chela Gimel Sumin Nun Ches, that you're allowed to extend a baby from husband to wife to husband, because Chai no se es atzma. The actual Lashon of Tashbates is Vihi Eina Osa Klum, the wife isn't doing anything. It's just the baby that's coming out of the bosom of the mother and entering the bosom of the father. And then the Pesach Shuvah says, Venira, de imatino katan ochole, okafas aser. So the Tashbeis is predicated on some notion of Chai no seis asma. Chai no seis asma doesn't work if the baby's too little or sick or tied up. Then you can't say Chai no seis asma. And it references to Magen Avraham and Hilchos Shabbos that Chai no seis asma is only relevant by a baby or a tinok, a kid, that can walk on his own two feet. Says the Aruch HaShulchan here, Sif Katan Hei, he doesn't understand what's the relevance of Chaya Nosei Atzmo B'chol. Chaya Nosei Atzmo is a detail in Hilchos Shabbos because of Dumya the Mishkan. As Tosis writes on Sadi Dalid and Shabbos, Dibra Maskel Shachai. So that's a detail in Otzav because of Malachas HaMishkan. But why is that of any relevance outside of Hilchos Shabbos? The Rabbi Eider suggests maybe in a Hanami, it's maybe just a Lashon Mushal. It doesn't mean that the actual din of Chayin Oseis Asmo, it's a melitza for the fact that the kid can walk on his own, which is what the Lashon sounds like. He ain't Osaklum, Elatinok Asmo, Yosem Mechekimo, Uba Lechek Okas. So it's not the formal Chayin Oseis Asmo. It means that the kid is able to walk on his own, so the parents aren't really doing anything. Which means that if the kid is taka jumping from parent to parent, then that would be okay. But in any other situation, then even according to the Tashbates, it wouldn't work. And that is a little bit the mashmos of the Tashbates, that it's dafka where he's jumping on his own from parent to parent. Rav Avner has a similar analysis of the Tashbates. This is in Chubas, Chelik Beis, Ibn Sadi Beis, Chelik Beis, Ibn Sadi Beis. And Rav Avner says, anyway, the Tashbates is only Lishitaso, that the Tashbates doesn't have an Isser Zrika. So if there's no Isser Zrika, so then, and if you throw the kid from a spouse to spouse, and the kid jumps, you throw the kid, that's okay. But we who do all the Isser Zrika, then the Tashbates would be of no help. And this brings us to one of Rabbi Willen's other famous kulos and archokos of being makel on passing babies. Bitsirah, the fact that a baby is a chola, and chaynos is atmo, and a busha, and sakana, that if you're not going to pass a baby and you end up putting a baby on the car trunk for the spouse to pick up, that could potentially create a sakana situation, even if you don't drive off with the baby on the hood. So that's Rabbi Willard's kula. So between his pocketbook kula and his baby kula, that solves most of the potentially difficult or embarrassing harchaka situations. And Rabbi Willard's makel on strollers as well, that most contemporary poskim in print are machmir not to hold the stroller together, even though in the contemporary svarim, they do have certain allowances for being makel on the stroller under extenuating circumstances. Rabbi Eider says if there's no other way around it, so if you have the husband to hold the front and the wife hold the back to go up the stairs, then Rabbi Eider is willing to be makel. Even Rav Shturbach is willing to be makel. Chuvas van Hagos, Chelik Aleph Simon Tuf Kuf Beis. Chelik Aleph Simon Tuf Kuf Beis. He writes that if there's no other way around it, there's no one else to carry the stroller. That in principle, it's analogous to a davar aruch, the kaved, where mikra din, there's room to be makel, just we have a low plug, as we discussed last time, that they shouldn't carry even a heavy object together. But if it's a shot clock situation, and there's no other way of doing it, so it's heavy, you do it with the shinoi, he thinks that would be okay. And he quotes that from a anonymous deceased gadol that he doesn't name. So the touch basis seer is where the baby's jumping. So jumping from husband to wife is like it's more like a zrika than a shata. I mean, that's Rabbi Eider and Rav Avner's read of the Tashbeis, that is limited to that situation of the colloquial chaynos es asa, where the baby's literally jumping from mother to father. Okay, Darki Tshuvas of Katan Yud Aleph quotes from a Tshuvas Meshiv Tvarim, who discusses whether you're allowed to kiss your baby being held by the other spouse. He thinks that that's not a good idea because of a chashash of hergel aveira. And Rabbi Karb quotes from Rav Yashiv that even though that's the case, but to put a pacifier in the baby's mouth when the other spouse is holding it, that would be mutter if necessary, because there's no chashash hergel aveira, there's no real chashash negia. So if you do it carefully, he thinks that you can put a pacifier in the baby's mouth being held by the other spouse. Okay. Any questions on that before we move on? Okay, so let's go on now to Sif Gimel and the din of Kara Achas and Shulchan Echad. The Mishnah in Shabbos Yud Aleph Amid Aleph tells us Lo Yochal Hazav Im Hazava Bimnei Hergel Aveira. Zav and Hazava should not eat together because of Hergel Aveira. Says Rashi. And then the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel has an equation between the din of Mita Achas, that they should not be in the same bed, even Hu B'Big Do, V'Hi B'Big Da, and the din of Shulchan Echad by Basar V'Chalav. But it's not so clear from that Gemara to what extent does that equation hold. And if, what's the din? Right, there's an equation between Mita Achas by Ishtonida and Shulchan Echad B'Basar V'Chalav. But it's not clear in the Gemara what's the din of Shulchan Echad by Ishtonida. And that's subject to a Machlokes Rishon. Rambam Perek Yud Aleph Yisuri B Halacha Yud Ches Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Ches Asir LaAdam Sheyidbak BeIshta BeShivas Yamin Nekiim Elu Alpha Pishehi BeKsusa VeHu BeKsusa V'Lo Yikrav La V'Lo Yigav Afilu BeEspa Ketana V'Lo Yochal Ima BeKara Achas. The Rambam writes that the only Isser related to eating together is if they're eating out of the same plate. The only Isser is one of Kara Achas. And we'll see in a moment, most Rishonim argue that it's Asir B'Shulchan Echad as well. But within the Rambam, that the Isser is limited to Kara Achas and not beyond, Rabbi Morgenstern points out in the beginning of Parakas, the Machlokas Rishonim asked to the nature of that Isser of Kara Achas. He quotes the Hashlama Alpha Pisha Surim Lishan Bimita Achas, who bebigda bebigda, Alpha Gav the Ika Deos Vika Shinoi, Shani Mita Mishokan, Shamita Margelis Yosir Menashok. So there's an Isser Mita Achas even Bishinoi because of the nature of sleeping in the same bed. However, when it comes to Shulchan, we're not as machmir. V'chei nagu ha'av lechol b'shulchan echad. And therefore, Hashlam records the minog in Provence of eating at the same table. Af agav debaser m'kvina aser b'shulchan echad. Shani hasan da shulchan margil ha'chila k'mo shamita margelis aveira. V'eino margelis aveira elam kein ochel m'karachas. So the standard for concern in Basar V'Chalav is different than the standard for concern in Ishtonida. When it comes to Basar V'Chalav, we're worried about them eating together. So if we're worried about eating Basar V'Chalav together, then you can't have Basar V'Chalav at the same table. But when it comes to Nida, we're not worried about them eating together per se. We're worried about Hergel Aveira. So Hergel Aveira is not a concern if it's Bekara Achas, if it's B'Shulchan Echad. It's only a concern, Bekara Achas. So there's a different standard for the harchakos of achila necessary for ishtanida than the harchakos of achila necessary for basra chala is more chamor because the potential iser is closer than by ishtanida. And then he quotes the Orzarua in Simon Shin Samach, who writes, that the reason that there's a heter of Shulchan Echad as opposed to Kara Achaz is that Shulchan Echad is a Shinon. Right, so it sounds like the Orzarua is talking about a reality where the norm is to eat Bekara Achas. The default way of eating is you eat from the same plate. And therefore, if you're going to eat from a different plate, even with Shulchan Echad, that's a Shinon. As opposed to the Hashlama, who presents it as, we're not concerned about eating b'shulchan echad at all, because that's not going to lead to any hergel aveira. So in the Hashlama, it sounds like shulchan echad doesn't bother us at all, independent of, it doesn't need to be a shinui. That's just not going to lead to hergel aveira, as opposed to the Orzarua, sounds like it's only where the norm is to eat b'kar achas, then shulchan echad would be permissible. But if the norm is shulchan echad, then you might need another shinui on top of that. But that's Shitas HaRambam, that all we know is that the Isser Achila is limited to Kara Achas, but there's no problem of Shulchan Echad. And Rov Yishalim assume that the Isser is B'Shulchan Echad as well. And that's the analogy to Ofu Gvina. That's the analogy to Basra Cholav. Even Ofu Gvina is Aser B'Shulchan Echad, so writes the Rashba in the beginning of Shar Beis. The Rav is Masig on the Rambam here as well. The Rav writes, Anu Noagim Afilu Al Shulchan Echad V'chein Kasev Rav Achai. Anu Noagim and Iser even Al Shulchan Echad. The Aruch HaShulchan notes that Anunogin sounds like it's only Mishum Min Haga, that the Raivin may agree with the Rambam in principle, that all you know from the Gemara is that there's an Isser B'Kara Achas, but not B'Shulchan Echad. And the Raivin is simply reflecting a Minog to Aser even B'Shulchan Echad. But if you look in the Raivin in Bali and Nefesh, there it seems clear that the Raivin isn't only Mishum Min Haga, but the Ravid understands that that is Medina. So points out Rav Avadya, and he points out that that's Mavur in the Ravid in Perek Tezayin Tumas Ochlim Halacha Yud Aleph. Perek Tezayin Tumas Ochlim Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam writes, Hatame Vatar Yachdav V'Pia Shmuel Lamdu Shatame Vatar Ochlim B'Kar Achas. The Tamei Tara allowed to eat from the same plate. Aval lo yachal abalim ishta b'kara kishiti anida. Yishta ima v'lo timzal lo asakas. The Ravid says that there's an iser b'ishta nida. Sorry, the Rambam says there's an iser of ishta nida b'kara achas. Says the Ravid, Anu omrim afilu al shulchan echad b'mapa achas aser. Even b'shulchan echad, it's aser. So that's not anu noagim. That's aser. Okay. So be that as it may, whether it's mishum minhag or mishum isura, the Rav is calling on the Rambam, and that's the Rashba as well, and that's the Rush. But the Rush has the following caveat. The Rush in Shabbos Perek Aleph Siman Lamed Beis. Shabbos Perek Aleph Siman Lamed Beis. The Rush writes that Mikar Adin, the Isser of Shulchan Echad, was only Bismanehem when they had small tables. That Bimei Chazal, as the Messiah van Paragar Vipsachim, no. Bimei Chazal, the norm was to eat in small tables. That's why Akiva Shachan was a reality in that time. That's what Tosfos points out, that nowadays we have big tables, so we can't do Akira Shulchan. That's why we do Akira Sakara. And the Ritvan is like, this sounds very much like that's the reason for Akara. That the whole reason we have Akara is to have a portable table that you can remove. So you have one Kara that you put the masses on and all the other things that you put on the same plate. Just pick it up and remove it. That's your portable Shulchan for Akira Shulchan, Kadesh Yishalu Hatinokos. So the Rav says that the Isser of Shulchan Echad is only really Bismanehem when they had small intimate tables. Doesn't apply in principle, shouldn't apply to our big tables, but the Minag, nevertheless, he says is to make a Hekka. Meaning fundamentally, there's no Isser of Shulchan Echad, but the Minag is to have a Hekka if husband and wife are eating at the same table. And the Lashon of the Kitzur Piskei Rosh is Tov Lasos Hekka. That it's a good idea, it's advisable to make a hacker, but not required the Iker Hadid. And the Ritva writes, there in Shabbos Gimel and Aleph, the Afshav Nogu Lachol B'Shulchan Echad, nowadays, the minhag is that husband and wife, when she's in need, to do eat from the same table. The Esh Omrim, the B'Shulchan of Shalahem, Shayu Ketana Sudas, where they only asked in the tables of yore that were small. And where there are other people around at the table, then it's definitely mutter. So we also quote this Yesh Omrim, that the issue is only Bismanehem, and he throws in, the Rush said, the minhag is to make a hecker. And the Ritva quotes that if there are other people at the table, then it's mutter. So that's the position of his Rebbe, the Ra'ah, that we'll come back to in a few minutes. If you look in the Torah, Lashon HaTor is lo yochal ima al hashulchan ve'ein tzarich lomer bekara achas v'dafka biyamim harishonim shehayu len shulchan es ketanos kalach levan al shulchana aval inna sheregilim rabin lachal al shulchan achad mutter u'bovad sheyasu shum heker kigon shepir shlomat levad o yiten shevdavir b'neim leheker kigon kankan o kikar v'chayosipo. So the Torah's presentation is ha'inna that we eat on one table, mutter ubelvad shiyasu shum heker. That sounds like it's not just miyel tov, it's not just a good idea, but that sounds more mikar adin, that there's a need for a heker. The Rav Avadya writes, and maybe the kavan of the Torah is that according to the Rosh, you don't need a heker if there are other people sitting there. But if there are other people sitting there, then even according to the Rosh, maybe you would need a heker more the Iker Hadid. But that's how the Mechaber quotes in Sif Gimel. Lo yochal ima al hashulchan, LMK, yeshum shinoi, sheya shum davar masik ben kara shalah le kara shalah, lechem o kankan. Oh, sheyocha kol echa b'mapeshala. You have to have a heker, either some object between the two place settings, or each one is eating on their own tablecloth. But Rav Avadya is bothered why the Mechaber passes this way. According to the Rambam, the issue is only karachas. According to the Rosh, the Iker Adin, the Is only B'Shulchan HaShalahem. And the Rif doesn't say anything. So why is Mechaber paskening the Isser in a formal way unless you have a Heker? The Rav Avadya says must be or could be that the Mechaber is simply reflecting how the minhag developed, and that's the lashon Beis Yosef v'chei naho galma. That's the minhag. In a Hanami, in terms of the Mechaber's klali apsak, you would have expected the Mechaber to be mako, but the Mechaber is reflecting the minhag that developed that did require a heker, like the minhag that the Rush records, or at least the Eitza that the Rush records. The Sidrei Tara writes the following in Sukkot and Zion. It says, before this relay la rush, that time the achila al shochan echad left time of mishim de gazrinan ha'allah atu achila. The reason for the isra shochan echad according to the Rush is not that we're gozer ha'allah atu achila. Came the achila gufa. Achila gufa eno aser ela mishum hergel avera. The less le lemigzer kule high. Ela dachila gufa ala shulchan echad ika derech chipa. He says, when it comes to basar, ugvina, or of ugvina, so then the iser of shulchan echad is an iser of halah adu achila. Meaning, if you're going to have milchiks and fleshiks on the same table, then you may come to eat milchiks and fleshiks. So the iser halah there of shulchan echad is adu achila. When it comes to ishta nida, the concern is achila. There's no Hala atu achila. Achila is derechiba, and that's the problem. So when it comes to basar b'chalav, if you have a heker, so then that creates a barrier in the hala atu achila equation. You're not allowed to have milchus and fleshiks on the same table because you may come to eat it. But if you have a heker between the milchus and the fleshiks, we're not worried they're going to come to eat it. But when it comes to ishtanida, the concern is that being on the same table, it's not two steps. If you're eating at the same table, then that creates a chiba. So then even if you have a heker, that doesn't prevent the fact that shulchan echad be'etzem is derech chiba. So Sidrei Tara says, that's why for the Rush, it only makes sense to talk about a heker. The Rush only raises a heker in Shulchan Shalana, which are not fundamentally derechiba. Meaning, Bisman Chazal, when the Isser Shulchan Echad was, we'll call more Meikar Adin because there are small intimate tables, then a heker wouldn't help. Because the Shulchan Echad, fundamentally, definitionally, is Derech Chibur. It's only now where we have large tables and you don't have that same kind of Derech Chibur. So then a hacker will work. And for that reason, the Sidri Tara says that even according to the Rush, the point of the hacker is to avoid, the point of the hacker is that fundamentally it's not as much Derech Chibur. So we could be making with a hacker, but he thinks that even according to the Rush, if you have B'nai Beso eating together, that's also a sufficient hacker. The Rush didn't say that. The Rush spoke about a hacker. The Ritva quotes B'nai Beso eating together. But the Sidri Tara thinks that according to the Rush, that would work just as well. He says the Tor, maybe the Tor holds that it's really halah to achila. And then maybe a hacker makes sense, even me'ikar adem. So what's this din that we saw in the Ritva of other people eating at the same table? So the Birka Yosef and the Sadeh Shulchan Aruch here quotes, the Shulchan Gadol in Kol B'nei Abayis Yesh Omer Nebuchol Gav Nishari B'chei Nafim. That if you're at a big table together with other family members, Yesh Omer, that's going to be butter across the board. V'chein Nahag. And that's what the Pesach Shuvah quotes Sifkatin Hay from the Shuvah's Masses Binyamin. Afilu mikara achas shari lechol im gamine yabayis ochle mimah mikarizu. They look like half the godly set. That in principle, Masad B'Yamin says, even kar achas we be matir if there are other people eating at the same table. That's the Karachas, he thinks that you should ask your Medina. So the Masses Binyamin, in principle, was willing to be Mako if there are other people eating there, even the Karachas. Pesach Shuvah says, don't go that far. But if it's just Shulchan Echad, so the presence of other B'nai Bayis would take the place of a Heker. What are the parameters of this? So the Ritva that we quoted earlier just says, if there are other B'nai Bayis at the table, the Ra'ah and the Beda. The Kabayis on Daf Gimel Amid Beis writes that it's Dafka if the other people are seated between the husband and wife. Not enough to be at the table, they have to be seated between them. Im Hayush Shama Chayrim Ochlid Umasikin Meinayan Mutter. So writes the Ra'ad Beda Kabayis Gimel Amud Beis. So the Rashba wasn't so excited by that. The Rashba writes, "Ein lo tam v'lo reach. Dafilu yesh acher mimahem eis a heker yesh lahem. V'im yavo li dehergo v'lecho b'kara achas shnehem mima'akev." Meaning, very good. Then you have other people at the table, even though they sit between husband and wife, but they don't know that the wife's a nida, so they're not going to stop a hergal avera situation. So what do you gain by simply having other people at the table, even if they're sitting between them? So the Deborah Zener thinks, Chayli Bey Simon Samach Dalid, Chayli Bey Simon Samach Dalid, that the question as to whether having other people present helps should depend on what's the real concern underlying all these harchakos. As we discussed the last time, the machlokas, the Ravan, and the Raviyah, are we concerned that you're going to the Baalah HaBemezid, in which case the Achakas are relevant even Leal Tefillah before she goes to the Mikvah, or are we concerned that you may forget yourself and there'll be Hergel Aveira Bishogit? If we're concerned that they're going to do something B'mezid, that presumably won't happen if there are other people around. If we're concerned about the Hergel Aveira Bishogit, then other people around aren't necessarily going to stop that. I'm sorry? They're not going to stop meeting later. You'll have the Hergel Aveira means that after the meal, you'll because of the intimacy that's engendered by eating together. Maybe. So the Deborah Cedar thinks that you could be Mekel like the Ra'ah, but only the way the Ra'ah says it, not the way the Ritva says it, if the other people are sitting between you. Right? The Birka Yosef just quotes, like the Ritva, they have to be at the same table. So the Deborah Cedar thinks that you could be Mekel just if there are people sitting between you, but not if they're at the same table, not sitting between you. That's what Rabbi Forrest writes, that's what Rabbi Avadia writes, and that's what Rabbi Forsheimer's Sefer says in the name of Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Willer thinks that you could be Mekel if there are other people at the table, even if they're not sitting next to you, not to require a hecker. And Rabbi Eider and the Badei Shulchan think that you should be machmir to have a hecker, even if there are people sitting between you. And Rabbi Karp and Rabbi Morgan's quote from Avi Yashiv that you should be machmir lechachila, not to rely on other people at the table, but if there are people between you, so then you could be makel for a smaller kind of a hecker. Right, so that's four possibilities among the contemporary poskim. Are you makel if there are other people around the table at all? Are you makel if there are other people around the table even if they're not between you? You're makel if they are between you. You're makel if they are between you to have a lesser hecker. Or other people won't help even if they are between you. Okay, I don't think this is another logical possibility. The Beis Yosef quotes Rabbi Yerucham, which is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, even though the Sidur Torah does quote it, that Shinui Makom is also considered a hecker. That if the Baal Bayis always sits at the head of the table, and now he's sitting at a different seat, then that's considered to be a hecker. Rabbi Eider and Rav Avadia and Rabbi Morgenstern all quote this, even though it doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch, as a legitimate position to be Somechan. But the Sugaba Shoshanim says that the Minog is not that way. That we don't rely on sitting in a different chair, which I thought that the Minog is in fact not that way. Yeah.
If you're not a Russian, you have full.
In a situation where someone's sitting between you, then you could have a lower key hecker, right? So what's a regular hecker? So Bada Yishulchan Sivkata Mem Aleph and Rabbi Eider quote from the Darkei Tshuva that has to be Gavoa Kitsas. What's Gavoa Kitsas? So that's the lashon we have in Peches and Yeredeya and Basar B'Chalav of Kitsas Gavoa Kigon Minor V'Kankat. It has to be a little bit tall, like a menorah or a pitcher, which here the Mechaber writes lechem o kankan. The lechem is not as tall as a kankan, it's not as tall as a menorah. But the Sugava Shoshanim says a ring isn't going to cut it. So it has to be bigger than a ring. How much bigger than a ring? Doesn't really say, but presumably the hacker has to be somewhat noticeable. Otherwise, it's not a hacker. And Rabbi Morgenstern says they both have to know about it. Meaning if the husband sneaks a hacker in between him and his wife, and the wife isn't aware that that's a hacker, then that doesn't help. Okay. I'm sorry? If you leave, yeah, so as long as you're aware that that's a hacker, that's fine.
Yeah, like you don't know if your wife's a person.
Well, if you tell her once that this is a hacker, then presumably she'll pick up on it next time. And if not, then you'll tell her again. At some point, you'll figure it out. I'm sorry? Okay, so then your wife will remind you. Rami.
Yeah, just in terms of the
Shina
Makom.
Yeah. The end of the day, some of the contemporary proposals say it works. I thought that the minhag is like the Sugava Shoshanim says not to rely on that. It doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. I guess if in a Shas Atkat situation, if you could come up with one, then you could consider it, maybe. But Nilamaisa, if you're Makal, well, when there are other people around, not to require a hacker, then that kind of minimizes the shas atzad situations that you're going to find yourself.
Sure, like also eating in a different place.
That's what he's talking about. What do you mean? Oh, you mean
eating in a different room?
No, I don't think so. I think it's where you have a makom kavua to eat. If you always sit in this chair, and then you sit in a different chair around that table, but if you go out to a restaurant, that's not a yamim kamonim when people went to restaurants. That's not a Shino just because you're not eating at home.
Oh, the Shino
Malcolm are the only people around. No, Shino Malcolm is what I'm saying is that if you're gonna be Makel, do not require a hacker when other people are around. So there are much more limited potential situations of busha that would cause you to look for other kulas in a hacker. I'm saying the need to rely on the Shino Malcolm if you're gonna be Makel for other people at the table is minimal because you're typically only going to have a busha situation if other people are around. And if you're making other people around, then you don't have to worry about the busha. Right? Okay. The Sugaba Shoshanim in Parakei raises the question, do you need a hacker if you're just drinking? If you're drinking at the same table. So Sefer Manig writes explicitly that Shisi is Bechlal Achila. This Sugaba Shoshanim says, if we're worried about Shulchan Echad Adu Kara Achas, then there's no Kara Achas by drinking. You're not going to drink out of the same Kara. Although Rabbi Eider says, yeah, there's such a thing as a straw. So then that would be the equivalent of Karach. So Maisa, we're master on drinking as well. It's one more point that we'll finish.
Yeah.
So some of the posts can say that.
What the smallest, what was Rabbi Yashar saying?
So what Yashar is saying is that even if in general you're going to be machmir to have a menorah or a kankan or a kikar lechem, but if you have someone between you, then you could be make you'll probably use a ring or something more minimal. Okay, I think I don't know if Evan would agree to that, but I think that's probably sufficiently gavoa. To constitute a hacker. Okay, stop here for today.